Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You ready to jump into some really fascinating stuff today?
Absolutely. I'm excited for this one.
Me too. So today we're going to be talking about B2B email lead generation. And we're going to be looking at this guide from Reach Marketing called Innovative B2B Email Lead Generation Tactics That Deliver Results.
Very timely.
It was published on October 30th, 2024, so very, very recent. And one of the things that really stood out to me in reading through this is that they claim email marketing can yield $42 for every dollar spent.
Yeah, that's a pretty good ROI.
That's really, really good. And it kind of flies in the face of all the people saying email is dead.
Right. It's definitely not dead for B2B.
No. And this guide really dives into how AI and interactive content and even psychology can transform your lead generation efforts. So are you ready to ditch the generic email blasts?
I am. Let's get into some of these really innovative tactics.
Okay, awesome. So the first thing that Reach Marketing really emphasizes in this guide is the importance of having a solid email campaign management system in place.
Yeah, that's key. Think about it like building a house. You need a good foundation before you can add all the bells and whistles.
Right. So this system helps you manage your contacts, segment your lists, and track your results. And without it, even the most brilliant tactics just won't reach their full potential.
They won't.
Okay, so once we have our foundation sorted, what's the first game changer we should be looking at?
Well, they really emphasize the importance of personalization. And not just a hey, first name kind of personalization. We're talking about AI-powered personalization, where the technology actually analyzes data to create these incredibly detailed buyer personas.
So it's like having a marketing mastermind kind of whispering in your ear saying, oh, this person just downloaded a white paper on cybersecurity. So maybe you should send them a follow-up about your latest threat detection software.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just content suggestions, too.
Sure.
Imagine using AI to segment your audience based on behavior. So, for example, let's say somebody keeps visiting your pricing page. AI can flag them as a high-intent lead, so you can send them more targeted messages that nudge them closer to a purchase.
Okay, so it's not just guessing, AI is actually predicting what each person wants to see.
Right. It's taking all of those data points and making them work for you.
That's amazing. So AI is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for us. So then we can focus on crafting those perfect messages.
Yeah.
So what else does this guide suggest?
Well, another really interesting tactic they talk about is using interactive emails.
Okay, so what does that mean, interactive email?
So instead of sending static content, text and images, you're actually encouraging people to engage directly within the email itself.
So it's like adding a little mini website right in their inbox.
Right, exactly. And makes the whole experience way more engaging.
I like that. Do they give any specific examples of how you could actually do that?
Yeah, they do. So, for example, you could send out an email with a poll asking people, what's your biggest challenge in lead generation?
Oh, I like that.
So, you're getting instant feedback on your audience's pain points, and then you can tailor future emails based on their responses.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you're not just sending information, you're actually having a conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're gathering really valuable data at the same time.
At the same time. Okay, so we've got AI-powered personalization. We've got these interactive emails. What's next on this B2B email hit list?
Let's talk about drip campaigns.
Okay.
They're all about nurturing leads over time with personalized content.
Okay, so it's kind of like a well-paced courtship. You're not going to propose on the first date.
Exactly. It's about building that relationship over time, which is especially important for businesses with longer sales cycles.
That's a great analogy. So how do we make sure these drip campaigns are actually effective?
Well, Reach Marketing highlights three key best practices. The first is to segment your list based on where each lead is in their buying journey.
Right. So you wouldn't send the same email to somebody who just signed up for your newsletter as you would to somebody who requested a demo.
Right. You want to make sure that you're meeting them where they are and giving them information that's relevant to their current needs.
Okay. So what's the second best practice?
Automation's key here. You don't want to be manually sending out every email in the sequence. Set up your marketing automation platform to trigger emails based on specific actions.
Oh, so for example, when somebody downloads a white paper, an email could automatically go out a few days later with a related case study.
Exactly. You're staying top of mind without having to lift a finger.
That's super smart. Okay, so what's the final best practice for these drip campaigns?
Always be analyzing and optimizing. Don't just set it and forget it. Keep an eye on your open rates, your click-through rates, and all your other metrics to see what's resonating with your audience.
Right. So use that data to tweak your drip campaigns and make them even more effective over time.
Exactly. And they specifically mention how well drip campaigns work for SaaS companies and complex industries where it really is about building that relationship over time.
Okay, so drip campaigns are all about providing value and building trust over time, not just going for the hard sell right away.
Right.
What other data-driven tactics does this guide highlight?
Well, let's talk about demographic appends. So you've got your email list, but how much do you really know about those people?
Not a lot, usually.
Right, demographic appendsels can add a lot of really valuable information, like industry job title and company size.
So instead of sending generic emails to everybody, you can segment your list and craft targeted messages for specific groups.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can uncover some really interesting insights. Like imagine you discover that all of your most engaged leads come from companies with less than 50 employees.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly you can focus your efforts on attracting more businesses like that.
That's a game changer. It's like having a secret weapon to pinpoint your ideal audience.
Right.
Okay. So building on that idea of targeting, let's talk about segmenting by purchase intent.
Okay.
So it's not just about knowing who is interested, but understanding how interested they are.
Right. Exactly.
But how do you actually figure out somebody's purchase intent?
Well, Reach Marketing outlines three key steps. The first is to track engagement signals. And I'm not just talking about opens and click-through rates. What pages are they visiting on your website? What content are they downloading? Are they interacting with your social media posts?
Okay, so you're kind of like a detective piecing together these little clues.
Right.
Okay, what's the next step?
You start scoring your leads.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a point system. The more engaged they are, the higher their score. This helps you prioritize your efforts and focus on the hottest leads.
So imagine you're a sales rep and you have a very limited amount of time. Lead scoring helps you focus on that person who's been requesting demos and pricing information.
Exactly. Those are your hot leads.
Okay. So what's the final step in segmenting by purchase intent?
Once you've identified those high intent leads, you create targeted email content that's specifically tailored to their needs. So think case studies, product demos, testimonials. You're giving them the information they need to make an informed decision.
Okay, so it all comes back to personalization.
It does.
Meeting people where they are in their journey. Okay. This is great stuff. What's next on our list of email tactics?
Let's talk about triggered emails.
Okay.
These are your secret weapon for timely follow-ups without having to manually send every message.
Ooh, I like that.
They're automatically sent based on a specific action a lead takes.
So it's kind of like a perfectly timed follow-up after a great first date.
Exactly.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So what kind of triggered emails does Reach Marketing suggest?
Well, they talk about welcome emails that engage new subscribers right away, re-engagement campaigns for people who have gone quiet, and content-based triggers that send follow-up resources based on what somebody's already shown interest in.
Okay, so it's all about providing value at every touch point.
It is.
And nurturing that relationship.
Nurturing that relationship.
I'm seeing a theme here. It's all about being proactive and delivering these personalized experiences at scale.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've covered AI interactivity-driven campaigns and triggered emails. What else does this guide have in store for us?
Let's move on to a tactic that's all about continuous improvement.
Okay.
A-B testing.
Ooh, A-B testing.
Okay, so this is where we get to play mad scientist with our emails.
I love that.
It's about experimenting with different versions to see which one performs better.
So we're not just guessing what works, we're letting the data tell us.
Right, exactly.
What kinds of things should we be A-B testing?
They suggest testing everything from subject lines and call to action buttons to email design. You'd be amazed at what a difference a minor tweak can make.
Yeah, I've heard that before, that, you know, even like changing the color of a button can make a huge difference.
It can.
Okay, so it's all about data-driven decision-making. I'm ready to put on my lab coat and start experimenting.
Let's do it.
What other tactics does this guide dive into?
Well, next up, we've got account-based marketing with email.
ABM.
ABM, exactly. This one is especially interesting for businesses that are targeting specific high-value accounts.
Okay, so it's not just about reaching anybody. You're really going all in on a select group of your dream clients.
Exactly. And they outline a three-step process for making this work. The first step is to identify those high-value accounts.
Okay.
So you're looking at company size, industry, revenue growth potential. You want the cream of the crop.
Okay, gotcha. So once we have our list of VIPs, what's next?
You roll out the red carpet with customized content. So you're researching their business challenges, highlighting relevant case studies, and showcasing how your products or services can help them achieve their goals.
So it's kind of like a personalized pitch tailored to each of your dream clients?
Exactly.
That's impressive. What's the final step in this ABM email strategy?
It's all about teamwork.
Okay.
So your marketing and sales teams need to be in constant communication.
Right.
Sales is providing insights into each account's specific pain points.
Yeah.
And then marketing is creating those killer email campaigns that really hit the mark.
Okay. So it's all about quality over quantity.
It is.
Okay. What other email gems are hidden in this guide?
Well, let's talk about refining your messaging with dynamic content. So this is like having a chameleon email that changes its colors to blend in perfectly with each recipient.
Wait, so the email actually changes depending on who's reading it?
It does.
That's wild.
It is. So for example, you can showcase different products or case studies based on somebody's job role or industry.
Oh, wow.
You can even personalize calls to action to make them more relevant.
Okay.
So for example, somebody who just downloaded a white paper might see a call to action to learn more. While somebody who's been browsing your pricing pages gets a call to action to schedule a demo.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
It does.
So it's like you're reading their minds and giving them exactly what they need at that moment.
Right.
But is there a catch?
Well, they do point out that dynamic content relies heavily on accurate data and automation tools.
But hey, if it gets results, it's worth the effort, right?
Right.
Okay, speaking of data, let's talk about combining email with retargeting campaigns.
Oh, yes.
So this is how you reach people who have shown interest but haven't yet converted. So it's kind of like a friendly reminder. Hey, remember us. We've got something awesome you might like.
Exactly. But how does retargeting actually work?
Yeah. How does it work?
So first, you install tracking pixels on key pages of your website,
mm-hmm.
like pricing pages, product details, demo request forms.
Okay.
And this lets you track who's visiting and add them to your retargeting list.
Okay.
Then you create a retargeting sequence.
Okay.
A series of emails designed to re-engage them and nudge them further down the sales funnel.
So you're not just sending one email and hoping for the best. You're creating this whole campaign to win them over.
Right.
And of course, we can't forget about personalization.
Of course not.
Make sure your retargeting emails are relevant to the specific pages or products they were interested in.
Right.
Like if somebody was looking at a particular product, send them a retargeting email with a discount code for that product.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's all about staying persistent and providing value at every stage of the buyer's journey.
It is.
What other advanced tactics does this guide cover?
Well, let's talk about behavioral triggers.
Okay.
These take triggered emails to a whole new level by responding to subtle cues and micro actions that people take on your website or in your emails.
Okay, that sounds really, really intense. So can you give me an example of how these behavioral triggers work?
Sure. So imagine somebody completes a high-value action on your website,
mm-hmm.
like watching an entire webinar. A content completion trigger can swoop in and send a targeted follow-up email with additional resources or a special offer.
So you're capitalizing on their engagement and offering them something valuable at the perfect moment.
Exactly. And then you've got inactivity triggers.
Okay.
These are designed to re-engage people who have gone quiet.
Okay.
So you might send a gentle reminder about their abandoned shopping cart or suggest new resources they might like.
Okay. So it's about keeping those who might be wavering kind of engaged and moving them through the sales funnel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then finally, you've got milestone triggers.
Okay.
These are perfect for celebrating account anniversaries or contract renewal periods with value-driven offers. So behavioral triggers are really all about making your B2B email outreach much more relevant.
Okay. I'm really starting to see like how much I could be doing with my email marketing that I'm not currently doing.
Right.
Okay. So what else does this guide have in store for us?
Let's move on to a tactic that's really essential for any effective B2B email strategy.
Okay.
Building lead scoring systems.
Okay. Remind me, how does lead scoring work again?
So it's all about quantifying each lead's level of interest and readiness to buy.
Okay.
We assign points based on their actions and engagement. And the more points they have, the higher their purchase intent.
Okay.
This helps us prioritize efforts and focus on the most promising prospects.
Okay, so the ones with the high scores get the VIP treatment.
Exactly. So what are some of the key benefits of having this solid lead scoring system in place?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, first, it gives you much better segmentation.
Okay.
You can divide your leads into different groups based on their engagement level
mm-hmm.
and tailor your content accordingly. So high score leads might receive more product-focused emails, while lower score leads get nurtured with educational content.
So again, meeting people where they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What other benefits does it offer?
Yeah.
It allows you to create these customized follow-up strategies. So high score leads might get fast-tracked to a sales call, while lower score leads receive a nurturing email sequence.
Makes sense.
And then finally, lead scoring improves sales alignment.
Oh.
So your sales team can focus on those high potential leads, making the whole process much more efficient.
And hopefully more profitable.
Hopefully more profitable.
This is making me realize how much potential there is to really refine my email strategy and target the right people.
It is a powerful tool.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. What's the final tactic, reach marketing highlights, in this guide?
Let's wrap things up with a tactic that really delves into the psychology of your audience.
I like this.
Psychographic targeting. So we're going beyond basic demographics and behaviors to really understand what makes people tick.
Hmm.
What are their values? What are their motivations? What are their aspirations?
Okay. That sounds really, really interesting, but also a bit complex. Like, how do we actually get that kind of information?
Well, they suggest using surveys and polls to gather those golden nuggets of insight. So imagine sending a poll that asks, what are your top three business goals for next year?
Okay.
Suddenly you understand what motivates your audience and you can tailor your messages to resonate on a deeper level.
Wow. So you're speaking directly to their dreams and aspirations.
Exactly.
I can see how powerful that would be. So how do we actually use this psychographic data in our emails?
You can segment your audience based on their values and tailor your content to those specific segments.
Okay.
So for example, if a group is highly motivated by innovation, you emphasize the cutting edge features of your product.
Okay.
Or if another segment really values stability, you focus on the reliability and the proven track record of your company. So it's about creating those stronger connections that ultimately lead to more conversions.
Wow, we've covered so much already.
We have.
From AI to psychographics, this Reach Marketing Guide is packed with valuable insights. And I'm already feeling inspired to level up my email game.
Me too. It's exciting stuff. We've only just scratched the surface, though.
Yeah.
But I think it gives us a good foundation to move forward. It's clear that the future of B2B email marketing is all about personalization automation, and data-driven decision-making.
I completely agree. We'll be back in part two to explore even more cutting-edge strategies.
Looking forward to it.
So stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. It feels like we just scratched the surface of all the incredible email tactics out there.
You did. There's so much more to uncover in this Reach Marketing Guide.
I'm ready for more.
Yeah.
What's next on our B2B email adventure?
This next one actually ties in really nicely with psychographic targeting. It's all about integrating content marketing to really nurture those valuable leads.
Content marketing. Okay, I've heard that term thrown around a lot, but I'm not always sure what it means in practice.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a buzzword.
Uh-huh.
But at its core, it's really about becoming a trusted resource, not just a salesperson.
Okay, so instead of constantly pitching your product, you're providing valuable information that helps your audience solve their problems.
Exactly. And they emphasize that this approach is especially effective for companies with longer sales cycles, where decisions aren't made overnight.
Yeah.
It's about staying top of mind without bombarding people with sales pitches.
Right. So what kind of content are we talking about here? What works well for this B2B-led nurturing?
Well, white papers and ebooks are great. They allow you to really dive deep into complex topics and showcase your expertise.
So you're positioning your company as a thought leader.
Exactly. You're showing, not just telling that you know your stuff.
What other types of content are effective?
Case studies are really powerful because they provide real-world examples of how your product or service has helped other businesses achieve their goals.
Oh, yeah. Nothing beats a good success story.
It's social proof in action. People are more likely to trust you if they see that you've already delivered results for others.
That makes sense. What other content formats does this guide suggest?
Webinars and video series can be really engaging. They allow you to deliver valuable insights in a format that's a little bit easier to digest than a long document.
Definitely more interactive, too. So how do we tie all this amazing content back to our email strategy?
Reach Marketing talks about using your content to keep leads engaged and really position your organization as the go-to resource in your industry. You can send emails promoting your latest ebook, inviting people to register for a webinar, sharing a recent case study.
Okay, so it's about weaving that content into your email campaigns to provide value and keep those conversations going. This is really making me rethink my whole approach to email marketing.
That's great to hear, because when you step back and look at all these tactics together, it's clear that the future of B2B email marketing is about this personalization, this automation, and this data-driven decision-making.
It's been a recurring theme throughout this whole guide, hasn't it? It's all about understanding your audience on a deeper level, segmenting your lists, and delivering these tailored messages that resonate with each individual.
Absolutely. And technology plays a crucial role in all of this. Mm-hmm. They really hammer home the importance of having a robust CRM and marketing automation system in place.
Okay, sometimes when I hear those tech terms, my eyes kind of glaze over a bit.
I understand.
Can you break it down for me? Why are these systems so important?
Sure. Think of your CRM as a central hub for all of your customer data. It helps you keep track of who your leads are, what they're interested in, where they are, they're a buying journey.
So it's like the super organized filing cabinet for all your customer information.
Exactly. And then marketing automation is like your trusty sidekick.
Okay.
It automates all those repetitive tasks that would take you forever to do manually. So it's sending out those triggered emails we talked about, nurturing leads through drip campaigns, tracking all those important metrics.
So it really frees you up to focus on the big picture strategy.
Right. And it helps you personalize your messages, track engagement, and optimize your campaigns for maximum impact.
Okay. So for our listener who's eager to level up their B2B email game, what are the key takeaways from what we've discussed so far?
Well, I think it's clear that B2B email marketing is alive and well.
Definitely.
But it's evolving rapidly. So to stay ahead of the curve, you need to embrace innovation, experiment with new tactics, and constantly analyze your data to refine your approach.
So it's not just about learning these tactics. It's about having this mindset of continuous improvement.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Try out different approaches. See what resonates with your audience and never stop learning.
I love that. So it's not about finding the perfect strategy. It's about embracing the journey.
It is.
We've covered so much here. From AI-powered personalization to content marketing and data-driven strategies, what's the one piece of advice you would give to our listener who's eager to put all this into action?
Start small. Don't try to do everything at once. Choose one or two tactics that really resonate with you, something that aligns with your business goals and your audience's needs, and then track your results really carefully.
That's great advice. It's about making those incremental changes that can add up to big results over time.
Exactly. And remember, the world of B2B email marketing is constantly changing. So stay curious, keep learning, and never stop experimenting.
Well said. We'll be back in part three to wrap things up and share some final thoughts on the future of B2B email marketing. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everyone. For this final part of our B2B email lead generation deep dive, I have to say my head is spinning with all these amazing tactics.
I know, right? It's incredible how much email marketing has evolved.
It really has. It feels like a whole new world. But I have to admit, with so many tactics and technologies, it's kind of overwhelming. Where do we even start?
I hear you. It is a lot to take in. I think the key is to remember that not every tactic is going to be right for every business.
Right.
The most important thing is to choose the ones that really align with your specific goals and your audience's needs.
So it's not about trying to do everything at once. It's about finding what works best for you.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. That's the beauty of email marketing. You can test different approaches and see what really resonates with your audience without a huge investment.
That makes me feel better, that we can start small, try things out, and learn as we go.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that's really stuck with me from this whole deep dive is the importance of personalization.
Absolutely.
It's not just about using someone's first name. It's about truly understanding their motivations, their pain points, and what they're hoping to achieve.
Right. And that's what makes email so powerful.
Yeah.
You can have those one-on-one conversations, even if you're sending to thousands of people. It's about building those relationships.
And speaking of building relationships, this Reach Marketing Guide has really opened my eyes to the power of content marketing.
It really is a game changer.
Providing value, educating your audience, becoming a trusted resource.
It's about shifting your mindset from selling to serving. When you focus on helping your audience, the sales tend to follow naturally.
It's like that saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Exactly. And content marketing is the perfect way to show your audience that you genuinely care about their success.
So as we wrap up this B2B email lead generation deep dive, what's the one piece of advice you would give to our listeners who are eager to put all this into action?
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
The world of email marketing is constantly changing. So stay curious, keep learning, and never stop testing new ideas.
I love that. It's not about finding the perfect strategy. It's about embracing the journey.
Exactly. And remember, the best strategies are always going to be the ones that are specifically tailored to your unique business, your industry, and your target audience.
So true. What works for one company might not work for another.
Absolutely.
It's all about finding the right mix of tactics and continually refining your approach as you learn more. I have to say, I am feeling so much more confident and excited about my B2B email strategy now. Thank you so much for taking us on this depth dive.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope you found this deep dive into B2B email lead generation insightful and inspiring. Now go out there and rock your email campaigns.
We'll see you next time.